It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, you know how last week we talked about, was it last week or when was the Super Bowl? A week or 2 weeks ago? That's how what a bad sense of time I have.
It was last weekend.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. For a second, I was like, was that last weekend or 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, no, last weekend.
Feels like an eternity ago already.
Already.
Does it not?
Yeah.
Anyway, now Usher is saying him and Swiss Beats, Alicia Keys' man, laughed about the hug that went on that everybody's trying to make more out of. Oh, they were hugging. Oh, look at Usher holding his boo.
That was a real tight hug, my boy. I don't know.
I think the fact that they could do that just shows how not romantically involved they are.
How
that's
comfortable
why,
they might be with one another.
That's why it was a joke. It was like, please, if there was any romantic tension here, you wouldn't be seeing this.
Oh, not at all.
You wouldn't be. Hiding it.
Come on now.
And we'd be going, oh, look at him. Look at her. She walks away. And it wouldn't be, look at him openly bear hugging her in front of her dude. Yeah! They're totally in love.
That's, of course. Yeah, no.
It's crazy, right?
It's goofy.
So yeah, Usher defended it and said, that intimate hug, me and Swiss Beats, we laughed about it together.
I rehearsed it with Swiss Beats first. What you talking about?
He probably did. He was probably there for the whole thing.
He was there for the whole thing.
Yo, I'm gonna. How are you going to do a whole song, though, about my boo and not do something romantic?
And not do something about, you know, looking like you holding your boo.
Every duo in music history gives the eyes or the hug or the look when they're doing their love song on stage.
It's called a performance.
Even when they got together and broke up and still had to get on stage and sing it.
It's called a performance. Nah, facts. 100%. You're not wrong.
You know, people do it all the time. So glad to hear. They've got a throuple going on.
Good for them.
A throuple.
Wasn't that technically a quadruple? Because Usher's now married.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's not in this thruple, though. she didn't know about it yet.
Rotation only.
Rotate. We got tickets. It's a new week. Get ready. Kevin Hart, baby.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart coming to town, and we're hooking you up at 7:45 this morning.
The Miller High Life Theater, April 27th, is going to be lit.
Woo! I cannot wait.
Litty, lit, lit.
Yep. Tickets every day. And welcome back. We had a long weekend. Some did, some didn't. We did. I don't know why. I'm happy with our company picking President's Day as a holiday. Pick as many as you want as holidays.
I got a few more for y'all if y'all need any more suggestions.
Fine with me. Works for me, man.
My birthday, your birthday.
A random weekend in April just because.
Just because it's Tuesday.
Just because it's after spring break and we needed another break.
Yeah. No, all of these days sound valuable.
It's a good thing. It's already February 20th, and it is a leap year. Next week, we have February 29th is happening, everybody.
Wow.
So I want you to be prepared for that.
Wow.
But one thing at a time.
Please.
Coming up next, I want to hear about everybody's weekend, including ours, because I did something really cool.
Yeah.
And then it involved an incident, and my kids were there, so I got really nervous. Oh. And I'm talking police. I'm talking flashing lights.
A really cool incident?
No, not so much. Uh-oh. A really bad incident.
Oh,
so
no.
I've got a story for everybody, boy, from my weekend.
Well, perfect.
It involves children and police officers.
That makes sense.
And Disney on Ice.
No, that makes sense. No, that makes all the sense.
Oh, God. It's a story for you, though, and I'm going to tell it next. And we'll talk about everybody else's weekend as well. I can't wait. Well, before I tell you all about the incident over the weekend that involved police officers and my children and a children's show.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's go to Catherine in Watertown.
Good morning, Catherine.
Hey, Catherine.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Allie and DZ. We're talking about something cool you did this weekend. What did you do?
Tell us.
Yeah, so I live in Watertown, and my niece and nephew, they live out in Chicago with my sister.
Okay.
And so they came over, and we went to the Sky Zone in Waukesha.
Aw.
What's Sky Zone again?
Sky Zone is like helium. It's a jump place.
Oh, a trampoline park.
Trampoline.
Yes, trampoline park.
There's one in Greenfield. I know there's one out in Waukesha. There might be more now. And then you got helium in New Berlin. You got a few.
There's a few.
There's jump parks all over the place.
Okay.
So
Catherine spent the weekend jumping.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Jumping.
Spending time with family, also getting exercise, you know.
I was going to say, that's a workout.
Oh, yeah.
You want to go jump on the trampoline until you're on it, and then you're like, whoa, this was fun for 5 minutes.
Ooh, you're sweating, I'm sweating.
I mean. All right, Catherine, well, thanks for sharing what you did this weekend.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
Have a great day. Bye. That sounds fun, man.
Oh, man, DZ. Mine was fun once we got past the police officer part. Let me tell you.
You had some fun.
I had some fun. So our cool thing this weekend was that we went to Disney on Ice. Me, Owen, and Hudson, just the three of us.
Nice.
It's been our tradition. We had tickets to the 7 p.m. show on Saturday.
Ooh, that's tough.
Which is perfect for 10 and 12-year-olds. The little people with little kids at that show, you're brave.
Nah.
I don't know what you were thinking. But.
But.
You would. If all the places you don't want to have a big incident, it's at a children's event like Disney on Ice.
Yeah, major public child event.
That's probably where you don't want a lot of police officers and people screaming the F word really loud over and over at the police officers while families are filing into Pfizer.
Ugh.
I felt so bad for everybody at Pfizer. I don't know. The kids and I parked in the structure. I pre-bought parking because I didn't want to have... We were in such a busy day.
We weren't trying to deal with parking.
We parked in the structure attached to Pfizer.
Got you the garage.
Went to the third floor to use the walkway across into Pfizer.
Okay,
across the street.
You got it.
And as we're in line in the walkway on the third floor, I see all these police officers slowly walking by, but there's a lot. And they just keep coming and coming. And it's a packed line. I'm like, oh, something's happening in front of us. These police officers are trying to not make a scene, but it's obvious there's not 50 police officers for no reason right now.
Oh, no, let me find out. The police is coming to watch Disney on Ice.
Yeah, something's going on in the line, but I can't see it yet.
And it wasn't medical because you ain't see no EMS.
Nobody was running. They were doing it quietly, but it was impossible to be quiet.
Got it.
Then because we're in the walkway to Pfizer, if I can see outside, I can see all the cops with their lights racing. I'm like, oh, come on. And sure enough, there must have been some incident in the garage and somebody called the cops on somebody else.
Oh my gosh.
And they were stopping this guy who had a kid on his shoulders and he's now screaming the F-bomb with the little kid on his shoulders.
Oh, I thought the kid was. I was like, bet, okay.
But it's like going on and the guy's getting louder and louder and I'm like, oh, this is like, you know, a family event. This is
tough.
The worst place a guy could have chosen to have this reaction and started, because, you know, it was just screaming. It's like, oh, this is not
this
helpful.
This is not making anybody feel comfortable walking up in here right
so,
now.
So we had the whole don't stare discussion, my children and I, because Hudson's...
What's going on? Stared.
Directly at the guy.
Burning a hole in him.
And Ellen's like, Hudson, look away. And I go, you can see what you need to know what your surroundings are, but you don't want to stare at people when they're about to get into it with the police.
You can look, but don't stare. Mind your own business. You know, you could do the polite glance over a couple times. You don't stare, though.
Just don't push it, okay?
Like, so what ended up happening with the guy?
I have no idea. We went in. We had a peaceful show. I'm assuming they escorted him out, and that was it. And it was just him as a woman and a kid on his shoulders while he was screaming the F-bomb over and over. So,
dang.
So we had a great time, though.
They might not have.
We had a great time.
Y'all did.
But I thought, I just felt bad because I'm like, of all the places you don't want an incident, it's a children's show. I mean.
Obviously, you're there for the child.
Jeez.
So I'm going to assume that the child didn't get to see Disney on ice.
Probably not.
Maybe next time.
But it was
time.
Two and probably won't remember. It's fine.
No.
So anyway, what was something cool you did this weekend?
Honestly, we had a big basketball-filled weekend.
Oh.
Big basketball-filled weekend.
Who?
There weren't any games going on at Fiserv Forum, obviously.
Yeah.
Because it was All-Star weekend. But that being one, you know, watched a lot of All-Star basketball. Mm-hmm. Had plenty of people there. Mm-hmm. We had DJ Shauna was the official DJ. Shout out DJ Shauna. Bango was one of the official mascots, all that good stuff. You know, so, and not to mention, we had players actually there in the three-point contest and in the actual game. So that's one. But aside from that, we just spent the whole weekend watching basketball games. It was my guy's little brother's team senior night in Madison.
Uh-huh.
So Friday night, we did that. Saturday afternoon, we doubled up, went to Brookfield East for another basketball game for him.
Oh, geez.
Oh, a lot of basketball.
A lot of sports.
A lot of basketball. It was cool. I ran into some listeners.
Yeah.
You know, at one point, some kid walked by me with his grandmother and was like, you could tell it was like the realization of like, and I thought that was funny and cute and whatever, and we went on with our day. But yeah, a lot of basketball.
Wow. Okay, so who does he play for?
He plays for Madison East.
Oh, but they were playing Brookfield.
No, they just had a bunch of games at Brookfield East.
Oh,
that's what I thought was weird. Like
random.
It wasn't a tournament,
so that worked out.
But they had like seven games that day.
Yeah,
but no tournament. But
a
lot of basketball went down this weekend. Yeah,
my kids played, but that was not the highlight.
Did they win?
No,
one
of them did and one did not.
Well,
so we're just going to move on with the day.
50-50.
One more game left and we're moving on with our lives.
Really? Oh,
there's only one game left.
It's almost the end of the season.
It's rec
for
ball. It's rec ball.
I mean, they got to make a playoff run, though.
No, there's no playoffs in rec ball, DZ.
Oh, got it.
In fact, we end abruptly at the end of February. We don't talk about it. We don't see each other anymore.
Bye.
That's it.
Everybody just goes their own way.
Well, I'm glad you had a basketball fun filled weekend.
It was good.
Becky in Caledonia texted in and said she was at the Women's State Bowling Tournament.
Ooh.
That's really cool.
Hopefully you brought some chips home.
I wonder where the State Bowling Tournament was. I want to get in on that. I like bowling. I got my own ball and everything. I got my own shoes.
No, you don't.
You know what?
What?
Don't make me go find them and bring them tomorrow.
You don't got a bowling ball and
bowling
shoes.
I got three balls. And I got a pair of shoes.
What's on my head?
Milwaukee Bucks.
No, it's a cap.
No.
Because I'm calling cap. But yes, you're not wrong. It's a Bucks cap. But I'm calling cap.
I swear to God, I got three balls and my own pair of shoes. And I'll find them. I'm sitting here going, where are they? Like, where is my stuff?
Let me find out. Allie's a 300 bowler. We're going to have something new to discuss next weekend.
I have had lessons from a professional bowler.
You PBA certified?
I'm telling you guys. I took bowling very seriously at one point in my life, and I'm happy to play. And that's how I hustle dudes on dates.
I learned something new about
you. Because they take me bowling, and they have no idea.
Wow.
And I'm always like, yeah, that's bowling's cool. I've done it more than once.
And then you
they don't know what
up.
The hell just happened.
Oh, bro, we got to go bowling.
Sport. It's the only sport.
Oh, we
got to
go bowling.
Yeah.
Say less.
Yeah.
See,
they're expecting
something.
A gutter ball, and I'm like, boom.
Gutter this.
Exactly. Kevin Hart tickets coming up 7:45, everybody.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, what is the problem today, DZ?
Jay's partner's been lying to him.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of lie? Like a good lie? Like you don't look fat today lie? Or like I'm cheating on you lie? Like which lie?
Somewhere in between.
Somewhere
in between yes and yes.
Okay.
All right, so Jay hit us up. So I've been in a serious relationship with my partner for 5 going on 6 years. We got a 4-year-old child.
Dang.
Recently discovered my partner's been lying about how much money they have in the bank. Yeah. When we first met, we were both struggling to get established in our careers. A few years passed.
Yeah.
Got pregnant. Chose to stay home with our kid to take care of them while they continue to work and be the sole provider. Did that for almost 2 years until I couldn't take it any longer. Now I work part-time and we split our finances and expenses like we did when we first met and moved in together.
Okay.
We've had some tough talks about this already and how unfair it might be and we've come to the accord that 50-50 isn't always an exact 50%.
Okay.
Over the past few months, I kept getting this gut feeling that something was wrong between us. I couldn't explain it, but something was definitely wrong. So I went through their phone, not knowing what to expect, just crazy in that moment, but I knew, but what I found out truly threw me. For almost a year, they've had 7 figures sitting in the bank. Seven figures, dog. Guap. Oh, you money.
Okay.
So I only know it's been this long because I looked back into the history and saw when it happened. Mind you, we're still living paycheck to paycheck, quote unquote, in our 2-bedroom apartment, splitting finances virtually 50-50.
She's got a ton of money in the bank.
Works part-time, bro. So to be completely honest,
what?
I'm hurt and upset. Feels like they've been lying and holding back from the life we could have been living. We could own a house. We could take more vacations with our child. We could not be living paycheck to paycheck. If I had that kind of money, I couldn't hold on to that secret. First thing I would have done was tell them and go celebrate.
I would have blown it all.
Boy, and maybe
that's why
you don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though I feel betrayed in trust, mm-hmm. I realized I did the same thing by going through their phone, expecting to find something. I just didn't expect to find that.
I've never gone through someone's phone and not found something, for the record. Your gut tells you something. There's a lot of people I didn't go through phones either. I don't go through everybody's phone.
Fair.
But usually your gut says something is off.
And something told Jay something was off.
What? This is not what I saw coming, though.
My question is, how do I approach this? Do I tell them and confront the situation? Do I tell them what I did and confront the situation, or what? We haven't always been this financially stable, and at the end of the day, I'm not this financially stable or entitled to any of their money because we're unmarried and don't have joint accounts.
Yeah, Jay, it's not your money.
It's not your money at all. And you kind of, unfortunately, breached their trust first.
Well, she's not telling the truth, and he's then went through the phone, which is breaching the trust.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, but until that comes out, right, virtually, you did the wrong thing first because you went behind their back. At the point where it stands, before you found out that they had 7 figures in the bank, y'all were both just doing your thing. Mm-hmm. You went above and beyond and went, something's wrong. I got to do some investigating. Check the phone.
They
found out.
This chick had to have more money. Something was off. Something's not.
Sure.
The math ain't mathing, but the math's not mathing
because you went out of your pocket and you went in their pocket. Now you're counting somebody else's pockets. Y'all have an agreement. I'm sure at one point y'all knew more or less about what you guys kind of had in the bank. Progression happens, establishment happens, one of y'all stayed home, the other one of y'all didn't. You still can't count somebody's pockets. You guys have that same agreement. You guys haven't changed anything about what y'all did.
He wants it to be like, well, we're a partnership, we're going to share our money, and that's not everybody.
No, that's not everybody. But at the same time, now that you know, you're going to build resentment time and time again when you go, hey, you know, can you cover this bill? And they say no. Mm-hmm. Or, hey, can we do this? And they say no, we can't afford it. Because the reality is, yeah, y'all can afford it. They're just not putting that money out.
Who is they? They is her. They is the partner.
They is the partner that's got the money in the bank. They're not expecting
somebody
to do any
that
of that.
In. I'm like, they is the partner.
They is the partner. And Jay is upset. Ooh. Jay feels betrayed. Jay feels like he no longer has trust.
Okay. 414-533-1037. So you're going to tell us what you would do next?
I got you. Oh, yeah.
I feel like I know which way you're going on this, and I'm going the complete opposite.
You might be surprised.
Okay. I can't wait to talk to everybody next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well. People are texting in things like, is she doing sketchy stuff? Where does she work?
Is this a fans account?
Someone said, is this an OnlyFans account? And she didn't tell you?
I mean, I'd hope you know if your girl is whoever, your partner, whatever is doing.
Also, could be inheritance like money and they aren't entitled to it yet. That crossed my mind.
Somebody also mentioned that it could be investments. That's, you know, money tied up. I get it. There's a lot of theories and a lot of backstory that could possibly be missing from this, but what they saw was 7 figures in their partner's bank when they're living paycheck to paycheck in a 2-bedroom apartment.
And Jay wants to know why you've been lying.
That's tough.
Why do you have 7 figures in your account?
That's tough.
Kyle's in Walworth, and he said him and his wife actually went through something similar.
No.
So, Kyle, who's the Richie Rich in this relationship?
Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Talk to us, man. Yeah. So you said you literally went through this.
Well, I mean, in the sense, like, when you're in a relationship, man, and you're not married, obviously you segregate your accounts.
Sure, yeah.
And as soon as you do get married, that's when we actually implemented a house account.
Oh, a joint account. Got it.
Yeah, so like we still have our own individual accounts.
Nice.
But we also have a house account where we deposit money for the house.
And that money is for whatever the house might need, whoever might need it, kind of thing.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
So,
but
what,
I think a lot of I think he shouldn't have gone through her phone, first of all.
Right.
Relationships built on trust. And if you've been with her for 5 years, it kind of makes me wonder why you haven't popped the question yet.
Ooh.
Put a ring on it, man.
Oh, ooh. God. Here we go with the wedding.
You're the one that's lacking, big dog. Listen, this could not be a problem.
I wouldn't want to get married if I had that type of money hiding in my account. I wouldn't put my name on a contract with anybody.
Hey, yo.
I'm not kidding, dude. She's probably avoiding it.
No, but so Kyle, what do you say? Are you saying that he needs to pop the question and solve this issue or what?
No, they really need to sit down and have a serious conversation about financials.
They've done that.
She's not being honest, I think, is the problem here.
She's not being honest.
So then why are we saying he's the one that violated the trust? That's what I don't get.
Because he's the one that went through the phone first.
She needs to be like, this is my money and you're not touching it, but I'm happily going to live with you and that's my savings. It's like basically saying, here's my 401k and you can't touch it.
Yeah, true.
Right.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Man,
I don't know.
I hear where Kyle was going though, man. Mm-hmm. Kyle, we appreciate your call, brother.
Bye, Kyle.
All right, guys.
Have a great day, man.
What do you think?
My theory behind this is, you guys aren't married. Yeah, you don't have joint accounts. Y'all have been together long enough and y'all share a child.
Mm-hmm.
My thought is that your partner is waiting for something, mm-hmm. whether it's that money to come free or they're waiting to surprise you with something. Y'all said you could buy a house. What if that's the goal? What if they're going to surprise you with keys one day and go, baby, we moving out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Jingle, jingle. And you're going to go, what's that? Oh, man. You could be ruining a surprise. Think about it like that. They could be trying to set the life up that you guys want to
be
living.
That's so nice. They're buying you a house. That's the secret.
And they've been holding on to that money because they've been investing, and now when it comes about and the time comes, y'all can do that together. They want it to be a surprise, and you about to ruin it. I think you just let it lie because now you're going to also breach trust, and then y'all are both going to build resentment.
Mm-hmm.
You got to figure out a way to get past this and move on.
Well, and I don't know why you'd want to propose to someone you don't even know where their money's coming from. That's weird, too. You don't know everything about each other. It says, screw why she's not telling the truth about the money. I need to know where it came from. I feel you, whoever texted that in.
Mm.
Where is the money just popping up, the seven figures?
Sometimes you ask questions you really don't want to know the answer to. And I feel like this is one of those cases where I don't think he actually cares where the money came from. Jay's just hurt that he didn't know about the money.
Somebody said he can't afford a ring. He's not the one with the 7K or the seven figures.
Hey, listen, that's true. That's virtually true because they're virtually still splitting 50-50 expenses. Their 50-50 ain't the same as their the other partner's 50. I think you got to let it go, though.
Okay.
I don't think he should say a thing. You got to let it happen.
I totally disagree with you on that.
If another year passes and y'all are still in that apartment, then you go, hey, listen.
A year wasn't enough of shady what's going on with the money?
You got to hold off.
All right. You
might be jumping the gun. And a lot of people jump the gun way too often. I think you got to give it another year and see where you're at after that.
You're out of your mind that a year wasn't enough.
They just found out. They didn't know that it was a year. They just found out. A couple months.
You know what? Let's go to Angel in Milwaukee because people are texting in crazy. Every couple should have 3 or 4 bank accounts. One joint, a checking, a joint savings, and then their individual checking and savings. There's no money for 4 accounts.
Making a lot of assumptions that everybody get paid like that. Angel.
4 accounts.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Trying to keep money in one account.
Good morning.
What the hell?
People talking crazy in the text, Angel. So bring us back. What do you think? What's going on with Jay?
Okay, I 100% think that she is not in the wrong for that because I can agree with her because life is crazy and terrible things happen and you need to have a safety net.
Mm. So you think it's not bad that they're hiding the money is what you're getting at? You're okay with that?
No, and I think honestly the money stacked up from penny to penny, putting $10 here, $10 there, and it adding up because they don't touch it. I did the same thing. Terrible things happen. I have a kid. Me and my husband have been together for 14 years. I've always had a small savings account but didn't make a lot of money. Saved a little bit here and there. It started to add up. I never touch it because terrible things happen in life.
Right.
And I need to know if something happens, I have a cushion.
You're okay. I do hear that.
And my husband knows, like, we live check to check. We have 4 kids and we still live check to check and we're doing okay. But I don't let him touch it. And he didn't know about it for a while. And then when he found out, now he's happy. He's like, oh, okay, because he knows. If he would have had access to it, he would spend it. He wants to go on the
Well, that's
big
what
trip.
Somebody
he
texted wants- in. They said maybe this guy's very financially irresponsible and you don't want him near your money. I can see that. But then you also don't want to be, a partner with someone
like
that.
I was going to say, like, then you're going to be together with somebody like that for long term. That's going to create some discourse, ain't it?
No, because that person knows that at some point, if something really does happen, they've got you. Like, you're safe. You're okay. You have a baby. If something terrible happens, you're going to be okay because you don't use it unless it's absolutely necessary.
Mm-hmm. And it must not be necessary yet.
And you guys are married, Angel, so you would be sharing it with him. They're not married, and she doesn't have to share a thing if something goes wrong. Not a thing.
If they cut
a record. We've been together for 14 years, and my name is the only one on that account. His name is not on the savings account.
But you're married. And I've divorced, and it's all that goes down the middle at the end, honey. That's all I'm getting at. The kids' money
doesn't matter whose account's on it.
This is why get married, get married. If you get married, just know it's all his too. If you ever go and
for 12 years before now, we were not married, and my name was still the only one on that account, and he could never touch it.
Well, now it's his. No wonder he married you.
Yeah.
Isn't she rich?
She said, "Oh, I'm putting a ring on that."
She's hiding all the money. Marrying her. Well, he will.
Angel brings up good points as far as like defending Jay's partner, but like you got to have that safety net, and everybody should have a little bit of a cushion.
Yes. Especially with a child.
But you want to hope they're going to use it on you. That's all I was getting.
That's all you can hope.
Yeah, that's all you can hope.
Appreciate you, Angel.
Thanks, Angel.
Yep. You guys have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Last but not least, Erica's in Cudahy. Erica.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hiding money in an account or your own account, it's your own money. He just found out his girlfriend has 7 figures in an account.
Dog. Yikes.
What do you think? That's awesome for her, but it sucks for him because it's not his money.
Ooh, so he can't do nothing about it, can he?
Mm-hmm. No, it's not his money. Okay, so there's two, like Olu said, you know, you could propose and you could try to get access to it that way, but it's really not your money. And the other thing is then just quit your job and be that stay-at-home dad again and put all the financial burden on her. And
hey, hold on now.
Now we're take care of it.
No. Hold on, Erica. That's a great point. You were already a stay-at-home parent. Go back to that, dog. You took the part-time because you got, you know, fed up, whatever, didn't want to be home. Go back to being a stay-at-home, and then 100% of the finances go that way. Bet you that some of that money comes out then?
Maybe.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Erica.
I don't even know where the money's coming from.
I like it.
Don't even know if the money is going to keep coming or it's just sitting there.
But it's none of his business. Like I said, they're not married.
It isn't.
Obviously, if she wanted him to know about it, she would have told him about it.
Let me live with somebody for 5 years and tell me what's in their account ain't none of my business.
Still none of your business.
I'm going to be my business in my
own
house.
That was established from the beginning.
Right. That's been, Erica's not wrong. That's been established from the jump.
I've been with my husband for God, I don't even know. Long time. Over 10 years. Probably 16 years.
Sure.
And let me tell you, I've always known, he never hid his finance. Like, he trusted me that much and we just became this team right away.
It worked.
There was never hiding.
Mm-hmm. Good, because
that's not the case for Jay.
Like I said,
it's not his money, so really he doesn't have the right to ask about it or want it or want to spend it or anything. It's not yours.
Can't even bring it up because they
don't. Put your hands in your pocket. If she wants to trick on you, she will.
And then say, what a great team we make. Yeah, okay. Right. Nobody's
but
going
like
home
I said, though, like
team.
Everybody else said, there's reasons why she hasn't told him.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not her money. Maybe it's part of inheritance. Maybe it's something else that has to go towards something else.
I agree with you that it's not his money. He can't touch it. But then don't be like, we're a partner team ship. We're a team. Woo!
At this
rate,
can't
be like screaming that. Don't knock her. She's contributing. She's not saying, I don't have any money this month. You're going to have to pull the weight. No, she's putting her 50% right down.
Down to the agreement that they had originally before he found out she had 7 figures.
Not a dime over.
Right.
Definitely.
She can buy Starbucks every day. That's her.
That's on her, bruh.
Starbucks.
I love it. Erica,
right,
we appreciate
Erica.
You.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Talk. I mean, at the end of the day, it's his money. It's her money.
Yeah.
They split. They ain't got nothing to do here.
Nope.
Nah.
I don't agree with you, but I would be like, next.
Bet.
Next. You know what we have before 8 o'clock this morning, everybody, if you didn't hear the news.
Yeah, we got Kevin Hart tickets.
Kevin Hart's coming to town.
All right. And his new material.
Yeah.
So you ain't going to hear no, all right. You ain't going to hear no pineapples. You ain't going to hear no news.
New stuff. Good.
That's what he said, at least.
Well, Miller High Life Theater, he's going to be in town in April, the end of April, April 27th.
Nice.
And so we're going to give you tickets before 8 o'clock after Am I the Jerk.
That's
it's kind of perfect to kick off your spring mm-hmm. with a little humor in your life.
Exactly.
The weather's changing. Everybody mm-hmm. wants to be outside a little bit more. And of course, Kevin Hart's coming to Milwaukee because mm-hmm. of it.
And we're hooking you up. So that's going to be awesome.
Boom.
And there are 29 days this month, by the way. It's a leap year. I just want you to know.
Yeah. Every 4 years, is
so,
it, right?
So we're about 2 months out from that show and 1 day.
yeah.
About 2 months and that extra day that the universe threw in February.
2 months in a day. You're funny.
February 29th. Make it a good one when it comes around this year. All right. Kevin Hart tickets, like I said, before 8. And Am I the Jerk is next. It involves someone who's mad at their boyfriend because he misses somebody besides them.
What?
They're in a long-distance relationship.
Okay.
And they're having an issue.
Okay.
I'll tell you next.
Okay.
Am I the Jerk? She wants to know if she's the jerk.
All right. I guess we'll have to hear it.
Get ready.
A jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Well, Stacy wants to know if she's the jerk for being upset that her long-distance boyfriend said he misses their dogs more than he misses her.
Oh,
yikes.
Wait, what?
Yikes.
Wait.
But hold on. She might be out. She might be overreacting for one reason.
But wait, there's more. I'm listening. I got to hear it.
She said, hey, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for being upset? My boyfriend said he missed our dogs more than he misses me.
Bro.
My boyfriend and I are long distance. I'm here and he's in Canada. He's been having passport issues for the past year. So I've had to go there to visit him, and he hasn't seen our dogs.
Aww.
He only sees them on FaceTime, which we do every single day.
Sure, right. You got to talk to your boo.
But the other day, we were FaceTiming, and he said, no offense, but I really miss the dogs. I've seen you, but I really just miss them more.
Aww.
I was wondering if you could drive up to Canada this summer and see me with the dogs.
Dang.
I'm happy to do that, but I'm more hurt that he said he misses the dogs more than me.
I mean.
It's just like when you fall in love with somebody and you fall in love with their kid more. And then you like are apart and you're like, I don't mean this the wrong way, but I miss your kids.
I miss the kids.
It's like Jerry Maguire. I miss your kid more than I miss you.
That's literally what he said. It's like, no. I love you, but I miss them.
And he's saying, I've seen you in person. You come to visit me, but I haven't seen the dogs in person. But, like, come on.
Dogs are a big part of people's lives.
Huge,
clearly. You know, you miss them more than you miss your actual person. Oof.
The only reason I said she might be a jerk for this is because she's seen him, and the dogs haven't. The dogs haven't had their moment.
Oh, my gosh. See, and that's where I go, nah, not the jerk. Because at the same time, dogs are dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they're a pet. They're an animal. As long as they're...
And a 15-year life expectancy there, you're gonna have more than one.
Yeah, chance,
which
ooh.
Is a morbid thing to say, but it's a fact.
What if they're older dogs? Oh, maybe
know.
That's what he's part of what he's feeling. Going, look, I'm running out of time to be with my babies.
All I hear is I like the dogs more than you. That's what I heard.
A little bit, but at the same time, I'm going, man, they're animals, and that's a little bit of a jerk move to go ahead and tell your partner, mm-hmm. somebody you don't, you're also spending extended amount of time from. I don't care how often you do or don't get to see them, you're still spending time away from them. Mm-hmm. They are the person that's having a conversation with you. They're the person that is like your opposite, right? Your equal, if mm-hmm. you will. They're who you chose to be with, whether those dogs were there or not.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you only chose to be with them because of the dogs.
Right.
Because he is giving a little too much attention to not an inanimate object. Obviously, dogs are alive and well.
Part of
and
your
all
family.
That, part of your family, but we give them too much status a lot of the times. They are pets at the end of the day. They are not looking at you and going, why aren't you here? Your partner's the one looking at you going, man, I miss you so much.
Yeah.
And you went, yeah, but the dogs. Yeah, no, that's cute. But the dogs.
Oh, that would make me mad.
It would upset you a little bit.
Like, really?
Like,
the dogs?
I'm the one here talking. Mm-hmm. We're the one in a relationship.
It's the two of us and then the dogs.
It's me, you, then the dogs.
But
you're going, you,
dogs, the
dogs, then me.
She's the third wheel with the dogs.
Right? Like, come on, bro. Like, I'd be a little salty about that. I'd go, okay, well then let the dogs FaceTime you every day. With their thumbs. Let them dial your number because they know how to call.
Is Stacy the jerk for being upset her boyfriend said he missed the dogs more than he misses her? They're in a long-distance relationship. He's stuck in Canada with passport issues. And when they were FaceTiming, he said, no offense, I just miss the dogs more because I haven't seen them. Can you bring them up this summer?
Bruh, that's tough.
That is tough because you don't want to say, oh, well, this is being a little petty to say you're upset.
Yeah.
But is the pettiness justified? Being petitious in this sense, to me, a little bit is.
I know people that love their dogs way more than their partners, though. I'm just saying.
I mean, and people see each other
daily.
They
usually don't say it out loud, though, like this guy.
He said it with his chest.
414-533-1037. Is Stacey a jerk for being mad at her boyfriend that he said he missed the dogs more than her?
What do you say? What do you think, for real? I mean,
well,
straight up.
I'm trying to say, like, I get it because he hasn't seen the dogs and he's seen you. Don't take it so personally. But if I was her, I would totally take it personally and be mad. So I already know myself. If a dude said that to me, I'd be like, you know what? Screw that guy.
And them dogs.
We're done.
Take the dogs. Come get them.
No, I would keep the dogs and be petitious. Let him tell me he misses my dogs more than me.
That's what I'm saying,
see,
bro.
So I get it. That's what I'm saying. Like, both would set me
off.
But
people love their pets so much.
I know.
So much.
I know. Okay, we'll take your calls next. Get ready. And texts.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, everybody getting stuck on the passport issues. Let it go. This is the text we're getting. What do you mean he has passport issues? Why? What's the passport issue?
That ain't the problem.
That's their problem, not ours.
Exactly. That's a different jerk, different day.
Come on. But there was a side note about it, but I'm not. Who cares? It's not important about the story.
It really isn't.
It's irrelevant. Okay, mm-hmm. So he's having passport issues, and he can't travel into America. We were talking about Stacey, who wants to know if she's the jerk for being upset with her boyfriend after he said he missed the dogs more than her, because she can go visit him, but he hasn't seen the dogs.
They've seen each other. The dogs haven't seen him.
Only on FaceTime. Now she's upset. He said he missed the dogs more than her. Amber's in Hartford. We're going to start with her this morning. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
Okay, she wants to know if she's the jerk, Stacey, for being upset that her dude said he missed the dogs more than her.
Carla, how you feel? Tell us. What do you think?
Yeah, I think she's, you know, being a jerk just because he's not saying he doesn't miss her. He's just saying, hey, I really miss the dogs because I haven't seen them. And if that's an extension, like, my other question is, are they her dogs or were they their dogs together they had to separate?
Had to have been theirs. That's like, what I thought.
That's what I think, too, if they're, they're in different countries.
You know, I can feel it. Like, you miss your fur babies, you know? That's kind of a jerk move. He's not saying he doesn't miss her. Mm-hmm. He's saying, I haven't seen my fur babies, and I really would like you to bring them to me.
See? Told you people would be feeling their dogs like that, man.
And you know what, Amber?
Sometimes your dogs are your kids.
I hear it.
Whatever.
He should have said it differently. No, they are.
I said what I said.
I know, and she's standing on business, too. We ain't mad at you, Amber.
He should have said it all differently. He should have been like, I miss all of you.
Yeah.
And them, too.
I agree.
I miss them more. What the hell is that?
But he said what he said what he said, and so did Amber. Amber starts it off, says, yeah, she's the jerk for that.
All right. Thank you, Amber.
Yep. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi. Another Amber's calling today in Milwaukee. Let's see what she has to say. Hey, Amber.
Oh, nope.
Yeah.
Amber gone.
That's not Amber on 4?
No, Amber dropped.
So that's Brittany on 4? That's Amber on 4.
Are we sure?
Hello, Kiss. Is this Amber or Brittany?
Brittany.
Oh, I had Amber. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, Brittany is on 4.
Morning, Brittany.
I can't read my own chicken scratch.
Good thing we both keep track, dog.
I have them on 4 and 6, and I still had them backwards. Okay. Brittany, which way are we going today for Stacey? Is she the jerk for being upset that he said he missed the dogs more than her?
Mm. I'm going to say yes. I agree with Amber. I mean,
you would.
Like you guys said, dogs live, I mean, not as long as humans, but they live a long time. They can live up to like 20 plus years.
Sure, yeah.
That's a long time. And you have a child for 7 years. And I mean, God forbid, if they pass away, you're just as upset when you had them those 7 years.
That is true, though. Mm. Yeah, it really doesn't matter how long. I hear
what
you're
saying. Not only that, dogs don't lie. You bond with them without words. You can't fake that.
And they must be bonded. They got to be bonded for him to be feeling it this deeply. He misses them puppers.
Somebody said, why is she jealous of dogs? That's weird.
No, it's not at all disregarding, like, he said he does miss her. Again, his wording was probably not the best.
True.
But I don't know. Animals, they do know when you're gone. My dog will hear my voice over the phone and he gets excited. Or if I don't see him for even a day, I mean, he will vocally cry.
Mm-hmm.
You see videos of soldiers coming home and their dogs losing their mind.
That is, gosh, she took it to a soldier. No, We're talking about a guy that in Canada with no passport.
But the same time frame applies. Say they're deployed, or for whatever reason, he hasn't seen the dogs.
The dog doesn't know.
Dog has no clue what he's doing.
Yeah.
Dog just misses him. Yeah. Dang it, I ain't want to agree with you like this. Come on, Brittany. Why do you have to bring up so many good points?
Listen, people underestimate the soul and spirit of animals.
That's actually
this
true.
This is very true, very true.
I do agree with that. Mm. I do agree with that. They know exactly what's happening. And I was dog sitting this weekend. I'll leave you with this. You know how they know? Because I went into the bathroom and you get your phone out and you forget you're on your phone.
Yep, yep.
Dude, one of those dogs, Piper, came right up to me and hit that phone out of my hand with the paw. Like, get off! So,
hey, I need your attention right now.
Attention to me. Yeah, exactly.
That dog knew I was on the phone. That dog was not having it, dude.
Like, dog said, pay attention to me.
Pawed it right out of my hand. I'm not even kidding. I mean, dogs are so smart. They're so smart.
Yeah. Dogs know.
She's got to see him. The dogs even probably miss him.
Sure. Yeah, and the dogs don't get to vocalize it like we can.
Yeah.
I'm going to say solid jerk.
Oh, solid jerk. Standing on it.
Sorry, it was not solid when she started.
Don't apologize for saying what you said, Brittany. Good for you. We appreciate your call, Brittany.
Somebody's got to have a voice for the animals.
True. This ain't the movie Up. They didn't discover the voice box yet.
Brittany started this with, well, I think, too. Yeah, jerk.
Definitely.
Solid.
So whole solid.
How we talk ourselves to where we want to be. I'm with you. Thanks for calling up, Brittany. We appreciate it.
Have
you.
A wonderful day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Wow. Okay, so let's just finish it. Jerk.
Jerk.
She's a jerk for being mad that he said he missed the dogs more than her.
Honestly,
no.
The per capita, even in the text, is saying jerk. jerk for being mad. Bring that man his dogs.
People are going off for sure in the text. What else? Let me see if I can read some more. Somebody said, miss me with the fur baby stuff, LOL. Okay.
Finally, somebody said, not the jerk.
Somebody said, girl, relax. Taking this way too seriously. Don't be petty Betty and bring the dang girls or bring the dang dogs to yo man. Jerk. Somebody said, she's the jerk and here's my explanation. Even though dogs are dogs, a dog is a man's best friend and pets are a big thing in a person's life. Pets are easier to connect with than people. And if a person leaves someone's life, that person still has their pet to keep them company. Listen, it's only easier to connect because we don't have to communicate with them.
Yeah.
Humans have issues because we have to communicate.
Yep.
When you can talk to a dog and they can't say, of course it's easier to connect with a dog that can't talk back to
man's best friend because you ain't got to say nothing to them. And they definitely don't talk back.
No. That's why. Just keep it real. We're going to be honest.
If we're going to keep it a buck, let's keep it a buck,
man. Easier to connect with dogs because they don't talk to you. Mm-hmm. And you can have your own points of view.
They just always wag their tail.
What, are you going to have an argument and work it out with a dog? No, you win every time.
But we got this worked out today. Yeah. Jerk!
All right, Kevin Hart tickets. This is what we're doing for you right now. You ready to give these away?
I'm down right now. I'm down to do these right now. Kevin Hart.
We have got these every single day this week at 7:45. So 414-533-1037. Kevin Hart is coming to town. He's going to be at Miller High Life Theater April 27th. Caller number 30. You're going to see Kevin Hart right now. Good luck. 414-533-1037. You want to go see Kevin Hart when he comes to town in 2 months at the Miller High Life Theater? End of April, April 27th. We're sending you.
It's so rhetorical. Of course you want to go see Kevin Hart.
Who doesn't? Chelsea is calling in Muskego this morning. Good morning, Chelsea.
Hey, good morning. I'm so excited.
Excited about what?
Yeah, for real.
Well, just talking to you guys. It's great. I listen every morning. Gas us up.
Go on.
Keep gassing. We're listening. We're listening.
I'm holding the tickets. Keep gassing us up.
Come on. Dangle the tickets. Catch the carrot.
Chelsea, you're going to see Kevin Hart.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm so stoked. Thank you both so much. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. We're the only reason why this is happening, of course. Like, you're getting mine and Allie's ticket.
You're welcome.
Well, that's why he's here. Cool. Thanks so much.
You are going. He'll be at Miller High Life Theater April 27th. You get to take a friend or whoever you want. So have a great time at the show. Okay, Chelsea?
Aw, thank you both. I really appreciate it. Have a great day, guys.
Oh, no, you're not hanging up yet. We're nosy. What are you doing?
I'm in my car. I was going to go get coffee. Yes. I'm gearing up for a big day at work. And
Don't say that without explaining. It's
review season.
Review season.
Girl, I better put on your best face like we do on first dates and whatnot.
Get you a double shot of espresso today.
And be on your best behavior.
Yeah.
She got the power suit on and everything, bruh.
What color is the power suit?
It's got to be blue.
Red.
Actually, it's like purple and red plaid, so red. It's not really a power suit, but I'm virtual today, so.
No, that's a power suit for you.
Wait, she's virtual, which means she's wearing shorts with a blazer.
Oh, 100%. 100% got basketball shorts
yoga
on.
Pants.
Yoga pants. Oh, hey, Chelsea, you're going to the show. Somebody will be in touch, all right?
Awesome. Thank you both so much.
Good luck. Good luck in review season.
Yeah, seriously, dog.
I mean, maybe we should review each other.
I'm down. It's review season.
We should review each other.
How are we going to review each other?
That would be hysterical.
How are we going to do it?
How are we won? It's our show.
True.
I just write a paragraph. You write a paragraph. What you could do better and what you're doing good at.
Bet. I'll have it ready for you within the hour.
You know what? That's rude. And DZ comes out and the list is like, when the guy comes out, dun dun dun, and it like drops and the list keeps going and going and going. And it's like a red carpet that just lays out all the way down.
That is goofy, man. Shout out to review season. And shout out to Chelsea for winning them tickets.
Okay, well, I'm going to wear a blazer and yoga pants tomorrow and I'm going to review you.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
I'll wear a blazer and yoga pants too.
That would be great. It's on. More Kevin Hart tickets coming at you tomorrow morning, same time. And maybe a review between Allie and DZ.
Maybe.
With yoga pants and blazers.
We'll review first. Then decide if we go say it out loud.
If I want to say it on the air. Here's Tyla. First off, that was Olivia Rodrigo. Happy 21st birthday, Olivia.
Today. Today's a birthday?
Which is crazy because she came out during COVID and I felt like she was a baby, but 4 years have gone by and she's 21 today.
Babies ain't babies no more.
So wait till I tell you what she did or is doing to celebrate her 21st birthday. And then another surprising birthday with a child star you might not believe is an adult now.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, happy 21st birthday, Olivia Rodrigo. DZ, I really felt like she was like 16, but then I think about it and I go, well, she was close to 18 when she came out, and that was around COVID. Right. The driver's license came out during COVID, and so it's been 4 years.
I mean, anybody that's got a song talking about getting their driver's license, you don't think is a baby. Let's just call it what it is. She got a song called Driver's License because we think she's 15.
She's 21 today.
21.
Wow. Olivia Rodrigo enjoying alcohol legally, she said. Finally, she was enjoying her last day to drink illegally, she said.
Not that she was, allegedly. Allegations.
Oh, she's not hiding it.
Hypotheticals.
She's just saying, it's my last day to underage drink. She said it with her chest.
She said that for real? Oh, yeah. My Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
You have a hit album. Go have it. It's not like we weren't drinking.
So she celebrated with a little champagne. You're still underage. You can't be doing that, bro. What's wrong with you?
Nope. Today she's 21.
No longer.
Olivia Rodrigo crossed over. And I want to point out that Millie Bobby Brown.
She's 21 too?
Well, 20.
She's 20.
Well, is she 20 or 20? Yeah, she's engaged, by the way. If you guys missed this, she's engaged to John Bon Jovi's son.
Oh,
I just want
to
point that out. We've talked about that on the show, but I know people have missed that minor detail.
I forget every time you say it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be forgetting that she's canoodling with Bon Jovi's offspring.
Mm-hmm.
When are they set to get married again?
So yeah, she's 20. She is 20. And then her fiance, Jake Bon Jovi.
Of course.
He's 21. When are they set to get married? That's a really good question. I don't know if they just said soon. They got engaged last April. I don't think we have. And who knows if we're actually going to get a date? We don't have a date. I doubt they're going to tell us.
Who knows if
celebrities hide that stuff.
You know what I'm saying? They're both pretty young.
Who's 20 and 21.
Who's to say that that's actually going to go through?
Yeah, but this is the Kylie Jenner thing. They live so much life by the time they're 21. They're like a 40-year-old and they're ready to get married, which is crazy because they've traveled the world. They've worked like adults. They have their own money. They're basically 40 in their mind.
But then 2 years pass and go, oh, that's right. I'm only 22.
Yeah, and then they have all the issues of missing out on their childhood, and then that all comes back.
It all comes back. You know what I'm saying? It's the vicious cycle, bro.
And the marriage goes to garbage anyway because they're too young.
like I said, we'll see if this actually goes through.
Good luck to Millie Bobby Brown and John Bon Jovi's kid.
And happy birthday, Olivia Rodrigo.
21? What?
That's crazy.
103.7. Oh, boy. I could turn the right mic on. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. And coming up next, I cannot wait to tell DZ and everyone else when he gets back from the bathroom about the amount of money I owed someone and had no idea. I know it sounds crazy, but I swear it was an honest mistake, but when I got the bill for this, just wait. We're going to talk about the last time you forgot to pay somebody. It was an honest mistake, I swear. I'll tell you guys about it next. Well, I'm pulling an audible here, and I know you know what that means because it's a football term, DZ.
Check, 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 check. Check, check, check Oklahoma, check Oklahoma, check, check.
About 15 years ago, I was in a meeting in this building and somebody went, we're going to pull an audible. And I went, what's an audible? I literally said, what's an audible? And they go, you don't watch enough football, Allie.
Omaha, Allie, nothing. Check, 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 nothing. Pulling an audible. I'm here.
Pulling
what's up, coach?
Audible, I had to tell you, DZ, that I was mortified when I realized who I owed money to.
You owe somebody money?
I owed her a lot of money, boy. And it was an honest mistake.
What happened?
When I tell you how embarrassed I was to get the text last week that said something like, hi, Allie, don't mean to be a bug, but you haven't paid me in a few weeks, and I was just wondering if you could do that. And I went,
Allie owes somebody money?
Dude, I owed her a lot of money, too. Dude, my sitter, my baby, the one who comes every day to watch the kids.
Whoa.
Dude, I pay her every week on Wednesdays, because on Wednesdays they go to their dads.
And
I
we wear pink.
and we wear pink. Thank you. Thank you, DZ. And so the first half of the week, they're mine. The second half, they're his. And then we rotate weekends. And so every Wednesday, I have a reminder in my phone that says, pay Jessica.
And
I go to Venmo and I pay her.
Easy, done.
I move on with my life.
Rinse your hands of that due diligence.
Childcare is easy. It used to be hell, now it's easy. It used to be 17 bills. And now it's one little one. You'll get there. Don't worry, I promise.
One day.
It gets better, DZ, I promise. So I look down and I thought, oh, I must have, did I turn off my weekly reminder to pay her? Like, what happened? I sure did. And you know when I turned it off? When I was in New York in January.
I was going to say that was like a month ago.
Right. So I think at first I went, oh, my bad. And then I went in and did the math and I went, huh?
You owed her some bread.
I owed her like $500.
Hey, yo.
I was like, dude, this is what happens when you don't pay weekly and you owe somebody for like over a month at once, right?
And you forget about it. You go about your life and you go, dang, I got a couple extra dollars. This week.
My money's just flowing.
Rolling in the dough. No.
Wrong. Hey. Denied.
Wait, so what'd you do? What'd you say, first of all?
Well, first of all, I apologized and I said, oh my gosh, I must have turned my reminder off, which sounds like a line. Yeah, fair enough.
Sure.
You know, I wouldn't believe it if somebody else said it, but it was the truth.
Right. I mean, really, though.
It was the truth because I was in New York and it was annoying me. I turned it off. And I then made sure I had enough. Thank God we had gotten paid on Friday.
Yeah, for real, though.
Since I was giving her a chunk. And I was like, and here you go, child.
And here's my paycheck to you now.
Now enjoy the long weekend, you jerk.
Take my money. Why don't you?
I mean, I've forgotten a week here and there. Mm-hmm. You know, where just I turned off the reminder on my iPhone and then she hit me up and went, hey, and I'm like, you're right. I forgot.
Thanks. My bad.
And I always say, if you don't get paid, ask me.
Hit me up.
I'm not doing it on purpose.
But they didn't hit you up.
But she was just, you know, and then she went, oh, because I'm a second job. This is not a full-time job.
Okay, got it.
Watching my kids for a few hours and taking them to school in the morning is not a full-time. It's an easy job.
She wasn't dependent on that money, but it is also money that she is waiting on.
Well, and you think they're not dependent until you see a big chunk of it at once and you go, they might be dependent.
That might have been dependent
she
now.
She might have needed that for a car payment or something.
Yeah, I mean, because it does add up, obviously. Mm-hmm. And when you're paid weekly, it's nice.
You forget.
But you forget when you don't do it weekly.
As the payer, you forget how much you're dishing out until it adds up.
Yeah.
So this morning when I saw her for the first time again, when she came to work, I said to my sitter, I said, whew, this is so awkward. I'm so sorry.
Happy you're here this week. Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Appreciate you.
I hope you enjoyed all that money you took out of my account.
I'm now broke because of you.
And I'm sorry I didn't pay you. I've never gone that long without paying someone, and the reminder is back now in my phone to pay her every week.
Darn,
so
I feel some type of way.
When are these kids going to get jobs?
Man, listen. Who are you telling? I feel some type of way when that happens because, I ain't going to lie, we're going through the same thing right now.
Are you? Why?
Yeah, bro. Well, I told y'all last week that we had a fraudulent charges on our account.
Your car got hacked and you had to shut it down.
Exactly. Literally.
That was last week.
Last week. And mind you, President's Day was Monday, so
it was a holiday at the bank and yesterday and you couldn't get it fixed yesterday.
My bank, for whatever reason, closes at like 11 a.m. on a Saturday and closed on Sundays.
They don't even go till noon anymore. They used to at least go till noon on a Saturday. Like, they didn't give it up.
I'm sitting on hold with them right now because I'm sitting there trying
trying to get this sorted out because it's been so long. So I had to talk to our healthcare provider. I had to talk to our child care provider.
I knew where you were going.
Well, they take care of our child's health, so you know.
Yep, same thing.
Same thing, right? Mm-hmm. But I had to go to her and say, listen,
I don't have any money.
I know we owe you money for this week and last week, but it's going to have to be after we get this situated next week.
Did she understand?
Oh, she's more than cool. She loves us. She loves our boys, and she's good.
One time, a few years ago, I owed someone, and was it another sitter? I needed to pay someone for something, and I couldn't get into my account. So I've been there, and it was embarrassing as hell.
It's tough.
To go to someone and go, I promise you, I'm not trying to rip you off. I want to pay you. I literally cannot.
I cannot.
I can't get to my money.
Bruh.
And it's Friday. And that it happened on a Friday. I've been there. It's a nightmare, and it's embarrassing because they think you're full of it,
of course.
Right?
And now I'm thinking,
and even if you are full of it, it's still embarrassing.
I got to run to the bank. I got to do something, but still, like, it's embarrassing. It's very embarrassing.
So embarrassing to be broke or to not have access to money.
Not have access. Both.
Or both. I've been both.
Who are you telling, bro? Like, come on now. Like,
I've been broke and acted like I wasn't before for sure.
Man, it's the worst.
Oh my gosh.
But when it happens and you go, I owe somebody money and you can't pay them back, it sucks.
It sucks. What's the last time either you forgot to pay someone or you couldn't pay someone because maybe your card got shut down or maybe you were so broke and you were like, I don't even know where to go with this and I owe my child, I don't know what to do.
How long have you owed somebody money and why?
Because I went over a month and before she said, hey, Allie, you owe me money.
Bro, you got me beat. No question. That's a lot.
I didn't sweat until I realized how much it was altogether.
Until you did the numbers.
I went, yikes, that's a lot. I've been skipping this month.
You should have hit me up earlier.
414-533-1037. No way. I'm just happy I still have somebody who comes and works for me at 5 in the morning.
That part.
I'm grateful for that part.
You ain't wrong. You ain't wrong about that. How long have you owed somebody some money and why?
Yeah, we're going to talk next. This is embarrassing. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Found out I owed my sitter, who comes every morning to watch my children and get them to school, a whole month's worth of money because I forgot to pay her because I turned off the reminder in my phone every week that says, pay Jessica.
That's so relatable, though. The second you forget about owing somebody, it's a wrap.
Why did I turn off that reminder? I was asking for
it. Did you turn it back on?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Are you crazy? Yes.
I'm just making sure,
dog. Since I owed her a ton of money, I was like, ooh, that was a lot.
I feel like I'm going to have to owe Jessica something if you don't turn that alert back on. I'm like, dang, we good?
It hurt a little when I realized I hadn't paid her in a month and I owed her. It hurt a little, but I was out of town. So let's go to our callers. Now, I feel like she should go first because we left her on hold earlier in the show and forgot about her.
No.
And I don't know how long she was on hold. Amanda is in Racine. I'm scared. She said, I'm not on. You left me on hold. I'm not turning down for anybody.
I'm turning down for y'all.
Amanda. When we
I waited for a while, but I gave up on you guys. I'm
telling
whatever.
You.
Gotta go drop off the kid.
DZ, you probably didn't even notice.
I didn't. I'm
we
sorry.
We forgot about her at like 6 a.m. Like,
oh my gosh.
She was on the phone and we just like forgot. I don't know what happened.
I mean, she's blessed to get through twice in one day. So, hey, Amanda, good morning.
Hey.
When's the last time you owed somebody money or they owed you money and what's the story?
So I had a doctor bill. I hate the ones that they mail to you. I would just like to be online instead.
All digital, my chart,
but,
yes.
Yes, but they kept mailing it to me, and I threw out the bill. I forgot about the bill for a couple months. It was like $80.
Oof.
Yeah. And then I'm like, okay, I finally got to pay that.
And $80 bucks is nothing.
About it.
$80
until they send it to collections.
That part.
But you know what's nice is the one when you do it online, I wait right before it's going to go to collections. I wait a few months, and then I start the payment plan. I don't know if that's a good idea, but
I was going to say, I don't know. That sounds like a good idea to me.
Well, and you know what? I had a medical issue when I had a totally random procedure done. This was like a couple years ago, and it didn't. It was a referral. And so they referred me, and then it ended up being put on my chart, but I couldn't pay through my chart, and I got confused.
Oh, that's weird.
And they like literally sent it to collections, so I ended up calling and going, I'm so confused. Who do I pay? Like, and they were like, well, you can't pay us through my chart. I'm like, well, the bill's on my chart,
so I should be able to pay. Yeah, for real though.
I was like, I don't understand, and I felt so stupid, and I just felt dumb. And then I was here. I am fighting with the medical bills people. Do we all feel stupid?
Oh, I used to do that too.
Oh, all the time.
So annoying.
I used to call them, but now I'm like, forget it. I'm going to pay you what you're going to get paid, and that's it.
Medical bills, bro. That's another one. You chalk it up to months on end.
It's
I'm
like
not
insurance running it, and you just let it sit there and forget about it.
Yep.
Yeah, 100%.
You get comfortable.
See, now I'm triggered by medical stuff. All right.
Thanks. Way to go, Amanda.
Thanks, Amanda. You finally got through it.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
And now we're triggered.
Why? Erin has earned her own theme song. She's also in Racine. All right, Aaron, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
I love this theme song. Might be one of my favorites, Rick.
It's a good one. You're the most recent theme song person.
Yes, I am so excited. Let me tell you.
Do you owe somebody
every time that I get through?
Yeah. Yeah, every time you get through, you feel like a winner, don't you?
I do. It's amazing.
I know.
Welcome to the club.
It's a good feeling. We're with you.
But now welcome to this club of we owe people money and forgot about it. Mm-hmm. Tell us your story, Aaron.
All right. Well, first of all, yeah, I'm always owing some kind of money, which is why my husband is in charge of the bills. But the worst thing for me, and it's happened at least like two or three times, is when I go to the grocery store and I've got a whole cart, especially at Aldi, and they already filled up the whole cart without bags of your food, and it says that my card is declined, and I have to act like, oh my God, oh, you know, I have this problem, and my bank froze my card. And
I've been robbed! No, my millions of dollars!
I've been robbed.
Yeah, I swear, I just got paid, I have plenty of money, and I'm like, looking at my account, and on my face, I'm thinking, oh, there is nothing here. But I'm playing it off like,
girl, we've been there. Come on now. We've been there.
Yeah,
listen, when,
haven't we all?
When you say relatable, I hate when you get there. Because it's always when you got a whole loadout. It's never when you're just buying a drink or some chips. It's always when you're doing the whole shopping. Mm-hmm. Everything. And then it goes.
And you're mortified. You're like, I'll just leave this here and be right back.
I guess I owe the bank some money too.
Damn. Well, thank you for sharing that, Aaron. We've all been there. That's for sure.
So relatable. Thank you, Aaron.
I got to read some texts.
Have a good Tuesday, guys.
You too. Bye.
All right. So I want to just address a couple texts. Somebody said $500 for 6 weeks for babysitting. I got to get a sitter who accepts low pay like you. Damn. Whoever texted that in, unless you want to see me get really angry and trigger me, I pay someone for like 2 hours a day.
That's it.
A couple days a week. I used to pay thousands and thousands a month. Mm. So I am at a place now where my kids are 10 and 12 and you're going to piss me off.
You've
with that
evolved.
Text. I have paid a lot of money to a lot of people and I pay well.
That
you know
text,
what I pay her?
That text is somebody assuming that your kids are in childcare for hours
They're
on
not.
End. An entire day.
They used
it
to
is,
be.
It is literally like an hour and a half in the morning,
Thank
bro.
You.
And I know it because I look at the clock when you go, like, oh, Jessica's there to get the boys to
and
school.
And then she can leave.
And then
them.
She's done.
And then she goes to her real job.
Honestly, it might take her longer to get to you than it does for her to watch your boys for a little bit. I ain't going to lie.
You.
So y'all could go ahead and step down.
Just don't call me cheap because I feel like I have overpaid for years to make sure that these girls feel appreciated even if they're under. Like, I feel bad enough as it is. They're coming to my house at 4 in the morning.
Whoever texted that needs to keep their hands
Piss
in their own
off.
Pocket, bro.
And the second one is that I want to address is a more positive one where they said, Allie, random, but did you check your sitter's driving record before you hired her? Not this one because she got hired. She had basically worked with my past sitter. They had worked together at a place.
Oh, familiar.
Multiple people had worked with her.
Okay.
Including a very good friend of mine who she had worked under, who was her boss.
So positive
so
vetting.
So I already knew who she was and who I was getting involved with.
You ain't have to do the background check.
There was no background check.
The check was backgrounded.
But normally I would if they were driving my kid.
Of course. Oh, yeah. Especially if they're driving.
If you just want a tip. So there you go. Now I'm done being triggered by the text. Back to last time you owed somebody money.
Today.
Today, right?
Bruh.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo if you've persevered through. you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.